Okay, so funeral songs. So why are we doing this? It's not because I chose to do it, because I made that much of a claim. But people try, I always think, right, you know, people do funeral songs.
Oh, they do near enough the same song, don't they?
Yeah.
So it's always Frank Sinatra.
Or some classical thing.
Or Ring of Fire.
Is it Ring of Fire, is it?
Yeah, I fell into a burning ring of fire. Oh, come up with something original.
Well, we have. So you picked as your first pick.
B-52s.
Why?
Because I love them.
Okay, cool.
What more needs to be said?
Right, so keep your headphones up here so we can hear the track a bit.
Oh.
Okay, the volume up a bit. That is the mark. That's the first time we work. What a climb. Right, here we go. So just because you like it, that's why we're doing it.
I didn't choose that one.
No. And that's because we didn't choose her. We chose Schneider. He is. Right. Oh. Sorry. Keep yours on.
Oh,
Now, the video, I love this video so much because look at his moustache. And bubbles. And I must be wigs.
What? No,
wait, can you hear that? Like a beehive.
Beehive,
yeah. I tried to get a beehive for Halloween and I ended up with a fucking massive afro. I don't know what happened. I knew I was going to do a beehive later. I would have even looked more of a clown than I did. But look at that look. It'd be a pretty good funeral song though, wouldn't it? It's like...
Yeah, but
it's jolly. Yeah. You don't want anything depressing.
You know, at my funeral, I don't want people being miserable and bawling their eyes out.
No.
They can do that when I'm alive.
Did that move? Is that a crab?
No,
it's supposed
to be like the pincers.
Okay, I think of it.
Who can't enjoy this song?
And there is people who don't like it, and I don't understand it.
Well, they should be the captain.
I despair of people that don't like this song.
No, they...
I mean, even when they went downhill and did the Flintstones, it was still... I like it. I know you didn't, but...
Yeah.
I like the one little thing. Right, so that's that one. That's your pick. Now, You better start feeding for your life with my picks. You know what's coming up. Some of it, I know you hate. But you're going to be at my funeral, so you're going to have to just enjoy it and shut up.
How do you know I'll be at your funeral? I might be dead before you.
Well, you can be listening to Russ Abbott now. I've named Russ Abbott quite yet, sorry. I've spoiled
I've
that.
I've got to look forward to, folks.
I know, right? Atmosphere of a party with a happy atmosphere. Right, so instead of that, we're playing this one. This joyful atmosphere. These adverts, honestly. There we go. Right, so Atmosphere with Joy Division, which is the most played funeral song, apparently.
Is it?
Yeah, this. Because I thought, what the fuck? But I think more, you know, since obviously this came out in 1980. So the one for weddings is. No, wait a minute. I got this totally wrong. It's like Angels. Maybe it's the most played one in this. Bittersweet Symphony. It's definitely in the top five. Is this?
Yeah, Ian Curtis is gone too soon.
Yeah. I always wondered, like, this video has got I mean monks, but there's people in robes. I don't know what they are. These people. They look like Jawas in Star Wars.
Or maybe Ku Klux Klan.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they do look like they're out of Star Wars, don't
they? Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it could do look like Ku Kluxos, is that what you call them? Ku Kluxos. Barely got that sentence out. Those but they're representing black and white. You know, it's a Ku Klux Klan would only be white.
That's diverse, that's good.
Exactly. And a black and white video as well. I see what's in the back, so it's a plus sign. Ah, so in the black one, they've got minus on their back. Very thought-provoking. I think
that's a big hat and cowl.
If it is that. That looks like the... There was an album by Led Zeppelin. Well, it's not like it at all, but it did remind him of that. I think it's called Obelisk.
Obelisk
or something like that, I don't know. It seems thoughtful. Anyway, that's a real thought-provoking, a pretty foot tapper of a video for... But it's very suitable for a funeral, you know what I mean? With the marching drums and the depressive mood.
And small people in boats. With
and small people, and boy, you got that at a funeral. Small people.
I'd want them carrying in my coffin.
Small people?
Yeah.
I know, with poor people. Right, what have you picked?
Oh, I can't remember. What was it?
Maiden. I wrote the wrong thing there. Right, so why?
Why not?
Well, I want you to tell me why, because that's an awful song. It's not an awful song, I still like that. That's my problem. I'm coming to your funeral. And why? Why did you pick it?
Because, mate, it's one of them bands that I would love to have seen live.
Right, back then.
Back then.
Yeah, yeah. With that look. Look at that, look at the get up.
Because that. Also, that giant. Eddie. The giant robot, Eddie.
Yeah, Eddie. Yeah. See, even I know that. He's adverts, honestly. Yeah, join Eddie. Not right, everyone.
Well, just love to have seen that live.
Right. Is that your favourite Min song?
You can't imagine a heavy metal band music playing in the church. That's the other side of it.
Yeah. Aye, so that would be the ironic side of it. What's this got to do with the lyrics? Have you ever seen this video before? As Indians run the hood.
I was going to choose. I chose this over Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter, but now I thought, yeah, that wouldn't be appropriate for a funeral, would it?
Yeah, it's a bit grim, isn't it? It's the most I've ever listened to this song.
Now, me and mate Steve, We put this on the jukebox in the pub back in Aylesbury when we were younger. Mm. We hear the dilly-do, dilly-do. That was his words for that drumming bit.
Dilly-do,
dilly-do. I did the run to the hills bit, and he did the dilly-do, dilly-do.
It's a fucking dilly-do.
That's the drum.
It's a drum, it's a dilly-do, dilly-do.
Yeah.
I get it. Right. But again, is it the most appropriate funeral song? None of these really are.
I don't think any of my picks are suitable for funeral. But that's how I want it at my funeral.
Unsuitable for...
I should have put Judge Dredd in for
one of my songs. I know, it's surprising. What the fuck is this screen? This has popped up. I don't. Before I play that.
Because it's your pick next.
I'm
really not looking forward to it.
It's the worst thing I could have picked is this. Right, so it's Atmosphere by Russ Abbott.
From one extreme to another, folks.
But notice this video, have you ever seen this?
Oh, I have, unfortunately.
God. Check the state of this. God, you'll see some of the balloons in my life. He's a balloon, you know? But what they could have done during this video, somebody could have just shot him and it would have made a much more entertaining video. Would you even want to shoot him for that face?
I don't know, I'd have been done for cruelty against earlobes.
But look at his ear, I've never noticed that till now. Look at the size of him. He's got a big head as well. And then we'll listen to about a minute and a half of these videos, but I'm struggling.
Oh, God.
The worst thing is your headphones are near your ears. Oh. Mine are off my head, thank God.
I'll tell you what, the better of his love, he cut his other ear off.
Right, so you picked Mama by Genesis as your next choice.
Yeah.
Why?
It was hard. I had to choose a Genesis song, and that was probably the best one. One of my favourites ever did.
Oh yeah, when was going to watch the video?
Yeah.
Okay, we can look at a bit of film. God, every time these adverts. Right.
Yeah.
Why did you pick it? Just because your favourite Genesis song.
Because there was quite a few Genesis songs that I liked. And this one just, for me, because my mum liked it. And she liked,
play it quite a lot.
She liked this song. Because it's quite eerie.
Yeah, that keyboard's really eerie, isn't it?
Yeah. And it just reminds me of her as well.
Oh, wait a word. I can't see you, Mama. And people slag off Phil Collins, and I certainly did for years. But it's alright.
He's a damn good drummer.
You see, he's probably born in that face.
He's not a bad pianist.
Yeah. We'll just scan over that. It really is with all about his face, isn't it? That's what I don't like about this.
Yeah.
And then it's all about his fingers or his face. That'd be a car. Again, it's not a very funeral type of song, but I've just put an Atmosphere by Lady Russell Abbott, so what am I talking about?
After our Christmas podcast.
Which was the most anti-Christmas fucking thing ever.
Which was, not one song was Christmassy.
Nope.
Not one of these songs is funerally.
Well, Atmosphere, right, let's just, that's
no,
it.
No, Russ Abbott, no.
Joy, joy. Joy Vision. Whisper the Elvis.
No,
I'm picking
one.
Robert Marley. Because I've always loved this song, because it's just the most upbeat piece of music ever.
I just love the guitar.
Yeah, I just love it. Oh, it's the most 70s pair of headphones ever. That's maybe the only ones that could fit in his head, because he did the thing of the dreadlocks.
Again, he went too soon as well.
Yeah. And it just shows you he shouldn't play sport. Because he kicked the football and then hurt his toe, and then that was it.
Exercise is bad for you.
Exercise is bad for you, Bob.
Yeah, don't do it.
But no, fucking great. I love Bob Marley. That's the thing, I should have, instead of buying that massive wig, I should have got like a daddy wig. Which wouldn't have really went with the ghost face that was doing, that's a bit double racist, you know. Because remember, I blacked myself up, so it'd be even worse.
No.
Blacking myself up and I'm in the deadlocks, fucking hell. We'll definitely get arrested. Anyway, this is, I think for a funeral, this is quite a upbeat thing. It's all people playing football, and that's what he just says. No. Again, he's one of these people, you know, like most of these people that I've picked, that weren't destined to be on the earth for very long. You know what I mean?
But when they were, they did something, you know, dare I say, magical.
Yeah, well, that was a definite song.
It was definitely influential.
Right, you've picked Beat Surrender. Why?
Again, it's another band that I absolutely loved, and I still do. But it's not one of the big ones that they did. It's a great track.
Yep.
And also for the line, and bullshit is bullshit, it goes by a different name.
Well, unfortunately, we won't hear that line, but yeah, that's a good line.
Right.
It's also so was the last Jam single.
And you know, it's... This way, you can see through someone's lies.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they're protruding themselves to being something that they're really not. You know, basically what you see is not what you get.
I couldn't really tell what these words are, because he kind of, during this time, he kind of slurred a bit, these words. So a lot of them didn't understand what he was going on about. Yeah, so I bet we're not going to get that line. But no, that's a great song. Well done, well picked.
Thanks.
Right, you're about to get tortured again. Because it's my funeral.
We'll go from one extreme to another, won't we?
Well, we went from atmosphere to fucking tears in my pillow. But this is my funeral mode, it's like a heavy song.
That's what you want. You want them to cry, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I want crying. I don't want fucking stony faces, I want crying. I want people losing their mind.
I want the people to be annoyed.
Well, you've done well, because you put on fucking Run to the Hills. So this is my favourite Kylie song. I mean, did we watch this video when we did the Stop Aching and Walking episode?
The stock icon opening, so them films are terrible.
It's a great episode. You should just stock icon opening 2, The Nightmare Continues. Because there was loads more. We didn't play Cliff Richard. We missed out this.
You really want to do a stock icon opening?
2, we've done it before, remember? You deleted it out of your fucking mind.
Was I there?
You were there. You fucking moaned the whole time.
Well, so you want me to moan again then?
Because we did Together Forever, because I kind of know you hate that, but Rick Astley. We did Two in the Broken Hearts, Jason Donovan, I know you hate that. We did The Locomotion. We did Sunita. Too Macho.
When you say we did Sunita, we don't mean like that.
We did Sunita.
We talked about her song.
Right, okay, so this song I would put on.
Just to clarify, in case we've always listened.
Oh, shit. This. Now, I never heard this before until you played it the other week. Who were these guys?
Oh, Westworld.
Yeah.
To me, I think they were a one-hit wonder.
Sorry about the explosion.
Somebody might know who the band were. I think they were named after the film Westworld.
Right. That makes sense. Have you ever seen that film?
Seen it, I've got it on DVD.
Okay. Yeah. Seen it, I've got it on DVD, I'm a fan.
It's a great film.
Is it?
It is a great film.
Who's in it?
Your brother.
No. Who else?
No, he was the main.
Okay, so was this their main hit?
I think it was their only hit. No. But I just love the guitar and the drumming.
It looks like fucking New Kids on the Block. From where the way to look, yeah. You know. What was her name?
No, it was just it, because I heard the song.
I like guitarist. Anyway, I heard the song.
I just heard the song, and that was it. I just loved it. And hopefully, the people out there who listen to this enjoy it.
He's got a fucking square haircut, look at that.
He's got a square guitar as well.
He's got a square guitar, he's got a square head.
That's the cancel each other out.
How do you go to a hairdresser and say, I want a square haircut? Or want my head to look like a rectangle?
He's got a square head, hasn't he?
Yeah, well maybe that's the problem, it's not his haircut, it's the head. It's his head, it's square.
I hope he's not listening because he might be offended by it.
Tough that is. Your head's more like a rectangle. Well, I might investigate their back catalogue because it's quite a jolly song.
Yeah,
and speaking of that, this last song I picked is called Jolly Fucker by Sleeper Mods. Now,
never found you hard to follow that.
I love Sleeper Mods.
Because I would have gone for Job Seeker, that would have been.
Well, right, okay, we'll swap it because that's a really good song. And the performance on Jules Holland is so good, we have to see it. So let's just swap my pick to this.
You still chose Sleeper Mods, don't you?
Yeah, Sleeper Mods. It's got to be a Sleeper Mods song. Right. Let's both listen to it on the headphones. I first seen this, and we were laughing so much watching this, like, this is so retarded. But then it's not, then you listen to the lyrics, it's like, this is really clever. Like, John Cooper Clarke, you know, Ian Dury, you know, those people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just taking the words out of your mouth.
Saying about Terry Hall being,
yeah,
telling a story.
Mm.
And he's right.
Yes, he does. And the songs would be good, the Job Center.
Goodness.
And all the things that happen in there.
I mean, that's what I like about. That's what I like about these guys. If you can tell a story in a song.
Yeah, and he does.
And
and it's just a laptop, and he's got a pint in his hand, and then he's just having a rant. It's great.
And he's also carrying a staff.
Such a shame. We don't stop.